Who would die willingly for what they knew was a lie?
Hey, we're really glad you're with us again today. As always, this is Joseph, and welcome back to Overflow Today. Great ideas from great books on evangelism.
Dr. Gary Habermas is one of the leading authorities in the world on evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We got to visit with him recently at the Veritas Apologetics Conference. Okay, we know that many people from different religions are willing to die for their religion. But Habermas says that in the case of Jesus' disciples willing to be executed for their faith, there was a unique angle to that. Why? Because their deaths, unlike martyrs from any other religion, provided some support for the truths of Christianity. After all, who would die for a lie?
And how would you explain what happened to them? Well, people get converted for crazy reasons. You know, you hear things like that. You say, well, let's think about that for a second. It turned their lives upside down, right? And that they were willing to die for this. Yeah, but a lot of people today are willing to be martyred. And that's a good point. It's a good comeback. But here's the difference. Today, people who are willing to die are willing to die for a message that they themselves didn't witness. The disciples are the only ones who were in a position to know whether an individual was or was not raised from the dead. They're the only ones to know that because no other religious founder is believed to have been raised from the dead. Only Jesus is. They said they saw him afterwards. So they're in the best position to know if he was raised or not, and they're the ones who died for their faith. Of the big four, the four apostles that are the most central to our teaching, Paul, James the brother of Jesus, John, and Peter, of those four, three of them we have first century attestation that they were martyred. The disciples were in the position to know if what they were speaking about was worth their time and energy and the rest of their lives or not. They're the only ones who are in that position. And so when they're willing to die for their faith, that's one of the better evidences. We've also got things like the empty tomb. Like I said, skeptics like James and Paul. So you have evidences of individuals seeing Jesus, groups seeing Jesus, and the evidence really backs these things up.
Gary Habermas has a great book called The Case for the Resurrection of Jesus from Kriegel Publications. Who would be willing to be executed for what they knew was a lie? No one. The disciples were willing to be executed rather than deny that they had spent time with Jesus here on earth after his death. Remember, all our shows and small group discussion guides that go along with each show are always available for free for you at our website, overflowtoday.com. Now go pour into someone's life.